Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first call your parents to say, "I'm sorry," and then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A podcast network.
Ooh, oh, I just drowned in my own burp. Hello!
Welcome to...
Really filthy.
Nerds!
Because there's two of us.
And we're filthy.
And we're nerds.
I nearly died.
She just drowned in her burp.
It was like a nose... You know when you nose burp?
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst thing. You feel the burn.
Oh! It was terrible. Listen, something more terrible is the movie we're about to talk about.
You guys, this movie is an abomination.
This is fucking... Okay, first of all, on behalf of the entire Two Filthy Nerds team, I would like to extend a sincere apology to the patrons who tuned in to watch this movie with us and had to suffer. Abused animals watching this pile of flaming shit.
I don't even think it was a full pile.
No.
Like, that's giving it more credit.
It was like a loose turd.
A loose turd steaming. It just got put out. It was so bad. I'm angry I lost that time in my life watching it. I think we got an hour and a half in, you said?
Yeah, here's the thing. We got to just when the action's about to happen. And it was so bad that it wasn't worth, let's stick it out for the action.
I was like,
I'm going to go put a fork in my eyeball.
I was physically uncomfortable watching Howard the Duck to the point where I was like unable to sit still because I was like, I don't know what position I need to be in physically that might make this more tolerable.
I do. Dead in a coffin.
Dead. Uh-huh.
Deaf and blind and unable to hear. One of our patrons who was there with us in our chat, by the way, you can be in our live chat when we do these episodes, patreon.com/twofilthynerds. Just said it was like being hazed for a college fraternity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A fraternity where you just get raped for the rest of your life and all of time.
Yeah. It was, by the way, we're talking about Howard the Duck, which you probably saw the title, but yeah, we haven't even said it yet.
I think I said it at one point because I was like watching Howard, but anyways, this is Howard the Duck. It was, by the way, I feel like Howard the Duck should just be Voldemort. Like, we should never speak of it.
He who shall not be named.
Yeah.
Oh, here's what I want to talk about, because I don't want to talk about this movie. What I like that we have, well, a little, because that we have allowed George Lucas to just continue to make movies after putting this pile of horse shit out.
Abomination.
Like, he should have been not only blacklisted from Hollywood
for the rest of his life.
He should have been quartered. Yeah. He should have, by carts pulled by large ducks, should have pulled him into pieces. He should have been chopped up and fed to ducks at a pond like little pieces of bread.
Honestly, if we could open up Guantanamo Bay and just force prisoners to watch this movie every single day, all day long, that actually doesn't even seem that cruel.
I think we would be sanctioned by the United Nations if we did that, because it's cruel and unusual punishment.
It's ridiculous. And as you know, I've mentioned this before on the podcast. Howard the Duck, I'm a big fan of it in the family.
Yeah, what so in the this fuck?
Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
You watched this in your home?
We loved Howard the Duck.
Did everyone love it, or did you love it? And everyone's
I loved
like,
it,
she's
but I was also
it.
Like a little kid.
No, but what about your family? Were they just watching it because you loved it?
I honestly can't imagine my mom was in the room while we were watching it, because my mom would never like sit around. She could never.
Have you ever stopped and thought that maybe the reason that your mother is so mean to you is because of this movie?
Maybe.
Maybe she loved you, and then you were like, let's watch Howard the Duck again. And she just slowly unraveled.
That's entirely possible. All of it's, see, really, the abuse I suffered at the hands of my mother was my fault.
Yeah. And
that is a hard pill to swallow.
Howard the Duck.
I cannot believe that I used to see this movie. And when it ended, I thought to myself, I could watch this again.
Do you even know where the route ends?
I think he goes back to his world, I think is how it ends.
Like, you would watch it and go, man, this is one of the best movies of all
this,
time.
This, wow. What a feel
This was
good.
Your Care Bears movie.
I
watched the Care Bears movie a lot.
Loved this fucking movie. I thought Howard the Duck was the shit.
Did you, be honest, did you want to fuck Howard the Duck?
No. Alf, I wanted to fuck Alf. I loved
you
Alf.
You want to fuck Alf?
I thought there was Alf. Alf could get it.
Alf is like the Larry David of puppets.
Yes, yeah, like, but he's also like, oh, he's just fucking.
He's pussy. Hey.
Yeah. He really is. Alf was such a great character. But when I like think about my childhood, there's like massive crossover between Alf and Howard the Duck, because I feel like I was discovering those at the same time. Honestly, there are so many movies we've watched that were favorites for me as a kid, that I'm like, this holds up. I understand why I like this. This was great. This is one of them where I'm like, I think I might have had a lobotomy.
Honestly, this being a favorite movie from your childhood made me grateful that I was neglected and abused, so that I didn't have as many movies in my childhood.
This movie made me jealous of your childhood.
Yeah, I was like, thank God my parents just put me on the lawn and locked the door and said, go out there and play and deal with it.
Wish that would have been the case.
Like, I mean, I thought listening to my alcoholic mom fight my dad was rough, but that is like
that pales
Oscar award-winning performance compared to Howard the Duck.
Now, the dude who played the scientist who transforms into like this bad guy in it.
Oh yeah.
Was also
the principal. Oh.
The principal from Ferris Bueller's. Who we later found out was a pedophile.
Yeah. Pedophile in a movie with puppet ducks.
Yeah.
That guy had a great career for a pedophile.
I mean, there's a lot.
Well, I don't know what his pedophile career looks like, but
there are a lot of pedophiles who've had great careers in Hollywood.
It's fucking insane. And I haven't been cast in anything. It doesn't make sense.
One of the things Jessica Michelle said that made me lols real hard is she's like, I hope none of these people had careers after this.
Yeah, when did this movie come out? 1980?
19...
Was this before or after Back to the Future? Because it had the mom from Back to the Future in it. And this was so bad that I was like, I hope this is why I don't know of any other movies she's in. This is, which Back to the Future, famously 1985.
Honestly, she did a really good job pretending like that duck was hot.
She did the best she could with what she was handed. I just was upset that, like, after the success of Back to the Future, she felt like she had to say yes to this role.
Crazy. And Tim Robbins was in it. Tim Robbins, by the way, classically trained. I think he went to Yale. Very classically trained actor. Do you think he wanted to gouge his eyeballs out doing this movie?
I hope so. I hope. I mean, I can't imagine that anyone who was part of this movie was like, this is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, was one person like, this is my magnum opus.
I hope not one person on the set, even the camera operators, I hope every single person was like, do we have to shoot this garbage?
Yeah, I'm just picturing like the boom operator being like, oh, I'm never going to work in this town again.
I'm done.
Like, it's so bad that the craft services company got canceled.
Yeah.
It
They just gave out barf bags for craft service because they're like, you're not going to be able to stomach this. This is a horrible.
Yeah. And let me be clear. My bar for what is good is so low.
So very low.
I have no taste.
She has no taste. I have a lot of taste. This, can't believe I used to like this. I want to actually ask my brother, since my dad's dead, I can't ask him. I'm going to ask my brother why we like this movie so much.
What if your dad didn't have Parkinson's? He just had like aggressive PTSD from all the Howard the Duck
rewatches,
and it just sent him into the shakes.
I killed my dad.
Howard the Duck killed your dad. Blockbuster killed your dad.
Oh, R.I.P. my dad and Blockbuster, you know?
And yet Howard the Duck still out. Do you think they'll ever try to make a remake?
You know, when Howard made that cameo in the Marvel thing, I was like, oh, I didn't even know he was part of the Marvel universe. I hope, honestly, I can't imagine what's interesting about a talking duck.
Me neither.
I can't even imagine what's interesting about a duck.
Well, we'll get to that in our next episode. I'm going to give you some interesting facts.
You're going to blow my mind.
Oh, I'm going to expose you to the duckery.
All right. Well,
McDuckins.
I mean, I think we should get into that ASAP.
Yeah, we're going to end this before we have to end our lives. Listen, we know that none of you listen going, this is a podcast where we should get very serious life advice on our choices that we make. But if we could give
any serious life advice,
don't watch Howard the Duck.
And at all, ever.
Don't tell anyone else to watch it. If you see someone watching it, call the police. They probably need help. Probably they're flagging, like sending you a signal that they've been kidnapped.
Listen, even if someone triggers you in the worst way possible, do not force them to watch Howard the Duck.
I would not wish this on my worst enemies. And
not
I wish
all.
A lot of terrible
I wish
things.
So many things on my worst enemies.
I mean, this is...
I love it. We make it sound like we just have like a fucking... Just a whole brothel of enemies. I don't know why I put my enemies in a
my
brothel.
One enemy. I would never wish this on my one enemy.
My frenemy.
My one enemy from high school.
My arch nemesis.
So funny. The idea of like still having a vendetta for someone who was mean to you in high school. Listen.
You don't have vendettas.
No, because I'm happy with myself.
Oh.
I do. You're the Howard the Duck of people.
Anywho,
we're leaving. Fuck this podcast. I can't believe we even tried to do an episode about this. We will do, we'll be back with phase 3 soon. I'll educate you about real ducks in our next episode.
Oh, I'm excited about this.
And I hope that someone has at least egged George Lucas's ranch because of this movie.
I'm sorry.
Fuck, fuck, fuck a duck, screw
fuck,
a kangaroo.
Fuck a duck, screw
finger
a kangaroo.
And a ring-a-ting, an finger orgy bang at the
orangutan,
orgy
fuck,
at the
fuck
zoo.
Fuck a duck, screw
fuck,
a kangaroo.
Fuck a duck, screw
finger
a kangaroo.
And a ring-a-ting, an
finger
bang
at the orangutan, orgy at the zoo.
Fuck a duck, screw a kangaroo.
You went flat. You got flat there.
Finger at
you went flat. You went kangaroo. Okay.
Okay.
The zoo is closed. No more fingering of the animals. No more fucking ducks. Hello?
No more fingering the animals?
I told you for the last time, quit fingering the animals. Just pick up their poop and get out of here, Johnson. This is Two Filthy Nerds.
That's
our new intro.
That's our new intro. We just
harmonized
to a song we learned as young children, made a huge impression on us, and we still know it.
If anyone knows what that actually comes from, because we can't be the only ones who know this, we grew up in two very different places. Please
also,
tell
your
us.
Version, my version is finger and orangutan.
Mine is finger bang and orangutan. Orgy at the zoo.
Yeah. Just, there's a subtle difference.
Alaskans but, a lot more aggressive with their
yeah,
finger.
Yeah. Where I'm from, everybody's just so, it's the Midwest. Everyone's very courteous. But in Alaska, they're like, if you can survive a winter in Alaska, you can survive a finger bang.
That actually says, that really does point to a lot of Alaskan culture that like we call it finger banging. Some places call it finger blasting.
Blasting. Blasting. That is literally the most aggressive thing I've ever
heard. I mean, I want to know what part of the country that originated from. Is it Boston? Yeah, we hooked up last night and Tommy finger blasted me for like 4 hours. It was pretty nice. I just drooled at myself. I can't do a Boston accent without drooling. Makes sense. They're slobs. If you're listening to this in Boston, go finger blast yourself.
God, that is so funny. That is very much a Bostonian thing.
Oh, yeah, I finger blasted her for like 3 days straight.
She loved it.
She loved it.
Oh, you want to know what? She wants so much more.
Oh, yeah, you want me to finger blast you, don't you?
Yeah, that's what you want.
Can you imagine?
Betty wants me to finger blast her.
What if you have had a date with a guy? It's going great. He's hot. He's back at your place. You're making out. And he's like, yeah, you want me to finger blast you? He's like a 45-year-old man who's in shape and has a nice job. He's like, oh, yeah, you want me to finger blast
what if
you, don't
while
you?
He's fingering you, he's like,
I remember fingering.
Do you like me blasting this bus?
Oh, yeah, you're getting blasted. Prepare for blast off. Call her Puss Lightyear because we're blasting off. You guys, we're going to talk about ducks today.
Puss Lightyear.
To infinity and beyond. That's a guy trying to finger you and then it just turns into a fist immediately. Because your pussy's so big.
Oh, you Cumberbatched inside of me.
Every single time Cumberbatched, he pulls out a full loaf of bread. Sourdough, anyone?
What a MacGuffin.
Sausage MacGuffins. Listen, egg MacGuffin, really. It's coming from your ovaries. By the way, if anyone does know what the fuck that song is from, find us at Two Filthy Nerds on Twitter, Instagram, wherever. Just fucking tell us. I want
to
know.
We are dying to know, truly. We're actually in the process of dying.
Yeah, we're passing away.
And it's not necessarily from this. It's just because it seems like a really good outcome for
life.
Just life. Yeah.
Listen, before we roll into this, leave us a review and rating if you haven't. And also join our Patreon, patreon.com/twofilthynerds. You think the intro to this was fun? You should have been here during the break.
I was actually finger blasting her.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was nuts. You guys have no idea how much blasting this bitch can take.
I have been blasting.
I'd like to
blasting.
Call her pussy Master Blaster.
I am the Master Blaster. Just a guy who shows up in a hazmat suit but only has his fingers out. The Master Blaster has arrived.
But it's got like a little glass bubble around it and he takes it out, but it's got like a dish around the bottom of it. Like he's showing hors d'oeuvres and he like takes it off and he's like, for the meal today,
prepare to be master blasting.
I'm going to master blast that puss light you.
This is a 4-star fingering.
Do you know how many Michelin stars these fingers have gotten?
Ah, smells like pate. Listen, speaking of pate, we're talking about, if I know anything about most of you, it's that you saw that we did an episode on the Power of the Duck, completely ignored it, and have skipped ahead to this one, which is the right move.
This episode is going to be full of things that are factual and impressive and worthy of a movie, perhaps a documentary.
A documentary. Because we're talking about duckies. This is going to go pretty foul. You said it better in the chat, Eric. It doesn't matter. We've got a lot of foul language coming your way.
Party foul.
Party foul, and it's just Howard the Duck on a bunch of coke. Yeah! I'm not even from here, bro. Listen, first and foremost, ducks, very cute, as we know. Is it common knowledge that they have the corkscrew dicks?
Maybe. When it comes to dick facts, if I hear one, I lock it away.
That's true. Now I'm Googling it because I need to know if that's true because I know it's true about...
Is it all ducks that have corkscrew dicks?
I know pigs do. Oh, yeah. Okay. A male duck's penis is spiral-shaped like a corkscrew. And do you know why?
Is that better be for raping?
It twists in a counterclockwise direction so that the sperm will target the oviduct. So the ovary for ducks is on the left side. But yeah, no, it also latches you on.
Yeah.
That's evolutionarily, animals with corkscrew dicks have survived as a species because of rape. That's most of animal sex.
I mean, true. I mean, but it sounds like ducks are like the Stanford rapists of the animal
kingdom.
In
that they get off and then they get off.
And they get away and grow up a happy life, having raped a duck behind a dumpster.
But have you ever seen ducklings? Worth it. Oh, here's a fun, it's not the same, it's not, It's not really an eye for an eye, but okay.
Do you think lady ducks are like, I just got raped? And then when the ducklings come out, they're like, but it was worth it. That's why ducks are all pro-life, because they're like, well, look what we got out of it.
No.
No?
Although ducklings are very cute. Well, ducks, as a species, here's the thing I learned in this deep dive, do prefer to be in groups. They like to be in gatherings of ducks, and they'll protect each other. When you see a group of ducks on
a pond,
on like a pond, mm-hmm. here's a fun thing they do is when they sleep, the ducks on the outside sleep with one eye open.
Sleep with one
so that they can be alert open. To like predators, and they have very good reactions to
gripping
like
gripping your feathers tight. Exit light. Enter.
That's our pussy. No, they like sleep with one eye open. It keeps a certain part of their brain awake and alert. So if there's intruders, but here on the note of all male ducks are just accosting the fuck out of female ducks. Do you know what a male duck is called?
Mallard.
This is fun. No, all ducks are mallards.
Oh, sorry.
Or femallards. I'm a femallard.
What is a male duck called?
Drake.
Oh, yeah.
The name Drake sounds cool. It's hip. It's like a sexy rapper. Drake is a male duck. And here's a fun little piece of karma. When a male duck impregnates a partner, and they don't, by the way, they're not lifetime monogamous. They'll have a partner each season. And the next mating season, they try to find the newest, hottest thing, basically.
Wait, who's find the newest, hottest thing?
Everyone.
The men or the both. Women? Okay, so the women are like, I'm looking for a new rapist.
Yeah, I'm like, I need market. A hotter guy to attach himself to me and me not really love it as much as I
she just
I
she's just living behind dumpsters in every alley. She's like, someone come and find me.
I'm over here.
I'm asking for it.
Literally asking
Look
for it.
Look at this skirt. It's short.
Well, on that note, on outfits, ducks, usually the males have the like brighter plumage. Mm-hmm. They do the like. Look at me.
The dance of seduction.
But when a male duck's partner is hatching eggs, the male duck loses their bright feathers and their ability to fly. It's like nature is like, oh, you're not fucking leaving and you're not fucking around. You're going to raise these kids with me.
Wait a minute. We're ducks, okay?
Yeah.
You're a male duck. I'm a female duck.
I was born to be a male duck.
You raped me.
I fucked you.
You raped me.
It's a circle of life, man. I corkscrewed in. You didn't run.
I couldn't. You were stuck inside me. What am I going to run with
logistics,
you?
Logistics.
I mean, that's like riding. It's like a two-seater bike. We can run together. Like, it's just awkward. So you raped me. You dumped a duck load in me.
Big old dump truck of ducks.
A duck. Duck sauce.
Yeah.
Duck sauce. Duck.
I squirted my duck sauce into you. Yes.
Into me. And then I don't know what the gestation period is. And then when I am pregnant with our bebés and I'm about to pop out the bebés, you, all those beautiful feathers you have that wooed me into letting you rape me.
Letting you, you want,
I
to
let
you.
You rape me.
Okay. Sure.
All of those beautiful feathers that I saw and I was like, fine, I'll just let him have it. They fall out.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're balding.
Yeah. So I can no longer go off and find a younger, hotter duck. I can't leave because I lose the feathers. I can't fly.
You tell me right now that male ducks aren't rapists who are getting a major dose of karma.
I mean, I don't know. What is the plumage eventually comes back though, when the ducks get bigger, but it's like, it's this like, oh, you have to stay and help your family. I don't know.
You have to clean up after the mistake you made.
Yeah. You fucking come stay. By the way, more sunlight. Leads to more eggs.
More sunlight leads to more eggs?
Yeah, ducks in areas where there's longer days.
Uh-huh.
More eggs.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. And also,
how many eggs on average are ducks producing?
Oh, you know what? I didn't
We're going for a deep dive.
We are going to
Hold on. Let's have one of our patrons look that up. How many?
Someone in the chat, let us know what is the average age of ducks. They can live up to 20 years if they're really well cared for. It varies from 2 to 12, which is a very well startling gap.
Who's caring for them?
Obviously not you. You don't seem to care about
Why ducks. Would I do that?
A duck sanctuary, perhaps?
A ductuary?
They can't feel cold in their feet. Their webbed feet don't have nerve endings. That's why they are in like all types of water, except in Antarctica, because they probably just died.
Yeah, cooked, frozen.
Their little webbed feet don't have
nerve endings.
Nerve endings.
So you could pierce their webs.
and they wouldn't know. Just have like cool ass, put a little chain.
Yeah.
Yeah, what up?
Fucking check out my nipple pierce.
Yeah, I'm a hardcore duck.
Let's female duck. Ducks get Jodie Fostered on a pinball machine. Eric, do you know that I have a joke about that?
Yeah, you've done it 800 times on this podcast.
Have I?
Yes. God damn it, Eric. I told you never to bring up Jodie Foster. I'm triggered. I'm triggered. You know how I feel about pinball.
He's a pinball wizard that passed.
What's that?
Tommy.
That deaf, dumb, and blind kid.
Uh-huh. That deaf, dumb, blind kid. Sure plays a mean hero.
Yeah. Ducklings.
Ducklings. Tell me. Give me the facts.
Achieve independence almost immediately after hatching. They're born with their eyes wide open. They already have that little fluffy layer of down. Feathers. You know, like some animals are like naked and they have to like get older and then they grow fur.
Wait, is there a Creed song about eyes wide open?
Arms wide open.
Arms wide open.
With arms wide open.
Eyes wide open.
Wait, under the sun. What is that about Jesus?
Maybe.
Jesus
Christo.
Have you ever heard that a duck's quack doesn't echo?
Never heard that.
It's not true. I've never heard it either, but I read this article. It's like, we're going to debunk this popular myth. And I was like, where is that a popular myth?
Yeah, who made that popular?
Who? What?
I mean, there's two things I learned today on Twitter. Number one, Chrissy Teigen. What a bitch. Number two, do you know that ducks quacks don't echo? Fun fact, everyone knows that.
That's like a weird... Oh, here's another thing. Sometimes they'll eat not... They're omnivores, so they eat plants and like little fish and stuff. But sometimes they eat gravel, and there's a reason. It, like the rough texture in their gizzards, it helps the food break down. But there was this, so they'll eat like little rocks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a mini like gold rush in Nebraska back in 1911 because a couple of duck hunters shot ducks and found little pieces of gold. So they started like rushing to see where the gold was coming from. Nobody ever found it, but like they literally ate gold. Like full on, who is that? You guys know what I'm talking about. The duck, Scrooge McDuck,
Scrooge,
like diving in a pile of gold,
hilarious,
and then just eating it.
Yeah. Oh God, what if there really was a Scrooge duck in real life?
I mean, maybe he's been swimming in his
gold. That's what it was based on. Yeah. Oh my God. What if it was? Oh my God. What if we just figured out what Scrooge McDuck, there were
ducks. Art imitates life, man.
Fucking, that is crazy. By the way, does it break down? Do the stones break down? Like, how do they poop that out?
I think they eventually
shit it out. Could you imagine getting hit by bird poop with you're getting shit on and stoned?
Yeah, that would suck. But also, like, what a terrible thing and really great thing all at the same time is you get shit on, you're like, ow! But a giant chunk of gold.
Gold? Oh my God, that...
Is that where you get the idea of, like, a goose laying the golden egg?
Maybe, but I think that's where they got the idea that getting shit on is good luck. Because one time, one guy got some gold shit.
Yes.
And it was like, it's good luck. No, you just got the fucking golden nugget. That's the golden ticket. I found a golden ticket.
I've got a golden ticket. I didn't know about that adage that being shit on by a bird was good luck until, did I ever tell my story? I was in Italy and I was like on the street talking to this old Italian man. And he's going on, he's like, why don't you have a boyfriend? You're so beautiful. Oh, every man in Italy would love to have you. And he's just very kind, but kind of creepy and old and flirting with me. Whatever. And I was like, just trying to ask him directions. And then he's talking and he's like going on and on, being very cartoonishly Italian. Mm-hmm. Like just whatever you think, like this is not a stereotype.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
This is just a fact about every Italian I've talked to is like, oh, why don't you, blah, blah, blah. Like, but he gets shit on by a bird, keeps talking. And I was like, you've got, he's just like, oh, you're the Rome. You have to go to the Vatican. You have to see that, you know, what is that fucking cathedral? What the Colosseum? No, make sure you see the Colosseum. And I was like, you have bird shit on you. And he just stopped for 1 second, looked at it, and went, it's good luck. Make sure you go to the Trevi Fountain. There's great ice cream, great gelato right next to the Trevi Fountain. He wasn't wrong. There's a gelato place right next to the Trevi Fountain. Mwah. So great. But he just, it's good luck, and kept going. And I was like,
I've been shit on by a bird twice, and both times I had a mental meltdown.
I know.
It was traumatic.
I mean, I didn't know that, but it makes sense.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. One time at camp, lost my shit. I was screaming. I was like, why me? And then I got shit on.
You would go, why me? Like the bird sought you out.
Of course I victimized myself. Are you kidding? I learned from my mother. I was like, what would my mom do? Make herself a victim.
Why me?
But I hate it when people are like, it's good luck. I'm like, this is my new leather jacket that bird just shit on, and I am really unhappy. The worst part is when it, like, one of the times it, like, clipped my ear. So it's like, I just felt like a hot load on my ear, and then the rest hit my shoulder. And I was like, what was that?
That happens in the movie now and then. My friend, we're laying out on the beach in college in St. Petersburg. My friend got just like a water bird shit on her stomach.
Oh my God. I would rather take like 600 loads of dude cum.
Tony Hinchcliffe. I once saw him tell his story, and I don't know if he continued to do it as a joke, but he told it on stage about he was out with some friends somewhere in like Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. Said something very mean to somebody in his classic Tony Hinchcliffe roasty way. Mm-hmm. Laughed so hard mm-hmm. that he threw his head back up.
No. And a bird
shit in his mouth.
And that is how you learn that you should say nice things to people. That is instant karma.
That is instant karma.
That's
that. Crazy. That's more karma than the daddy duck.
Now I need to ask him if that's real. That's fucking. But wow, I felt like there was one more thing before we leave.
What if that changed the way he laughed forever? He's like, I no longer throw my head back when I laugh.
When something's funny, he's like,
or when he laughs, he's like, ha, ooh. Like a Pavlovian response. He's like, ah, ooh. Oh, oh. He carries around an umbrella for when he laughs. He's like,
he just pops it up because he's like, well, I have to still have to do my villainous laugh. Yeah. I'm a cartoon villain of a human.
How will people know that I'm evil?
Ducks can change gender.
Wow.
Sometimes female ducks will get an infection in their ovary.
Does insurance cover that transition?
Oh, no. You got to do it all on your own. You got to do it the hard way. The old-fashioned way. By pure... The body just does it. It's science. It just fucking...
Does the
body
change? Spiral dick falls off?
I don't know what happens with the dick. I think like their ovary fucks up and then they start growing male style plumage and producing male hormones. And I don't know if a full dick sprouts.
So the woman will turn into a man, but men will never turn into a woman.
Why would you turn into a thing that could be oppressed?
Yeah. That is very true. Absolutely. That is, not. I mean, you've spent your whole life with duck privilege, male duck privilege. And then all of a sudden your body is going to start. I mean, it's already enough that they lose their feathers.
I think that maybe that is them. Maybe if they did a little more research, maybe that is them kind of turning into a female because that male ducks have the brighter feathers.
Yeah, so
maybe
that is just their, like, they just have a quick transition.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, they turn into something and maybe they are pumping out female duck hormones and it gives them like instinct to care for their family. I don't know. It's just very, it's really interesting. And it kind of begs the question, well, if ducks can do that, I don't know. Gender's not real. Anyway, it's all a spectrum. Be whatever you want.
When you say gender's not real, I'm like, yeah, it is a bit of a construct, but it's also kind of how I grew up. So it's like, you're just telling me everything I grew up with is not real.
Yeah. Your whole life was a lie.
Did you see that gender reveal? There was a gender reveal gone wrong. They,
no. Gender reveals. They were
supposed to do, they were supposed to have the thing explode and it was tied to a balloon and it didn't explode. And then the balloon just went there and they're like, well, how are we going to know what it is? I'm like, the doctor knows. You fucking idiots. Yeah.
Somebody filled that balloon with confetti.
Yeah.
They know.
They're like, what are we ever going to know?
Well, at least we got to litter in the sky. It's always like, remember there was a couple of years ago, there was like a fire anyway. Like a gender reveal party.
Oh, yeah, gender reveal party.
Burn down a forest. Yeah. And it's like, well, you're having a fucking
I remember I had a villain. Really good tweet. I had a really good tweet about that. I was like something like, at the rate I'm burning bitches, I'm going to be a gender reveal party.
That was a good time. Good time in our past. Listen, you guys, maybe you didn't enjoy this episode. Maybe you don't care about ducks, but I'll tell you what learning about regular ducks is better than. Howard the Duck.
Oh my God.
10,000 times over. I hate that movie. I hope. I don't even know what I hope. I hate it so much. Listen, that's it for us.
That's all
you got. More duck facts? Hit us with them at Two Philly Nerds on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can leave us a rating and a review. Share this podcast with your friends. We want all of you here. It's fun. Join Patreon to be live in our chat when we do these episodes and to watch movies with us. They won't all be as bad as ours.
And also, one time, everyone together, here we go. Fuck, fuck, fuck a duck, screw
fuck, a fuck, fuck a duck, screw finger a ring-a-ting, finger bang and a ring-a-ting. You already, why can't you just hit one note, for fuck's sake? All right, we're out of here.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.